Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Touchdown, Giants!
From the offseason, through the wins and the losses, it's time to take one Giant step. With your host, Sean Morash and Bryce Kelvin.
All right, everyone, welcome into One Giant Step. Bryce Kelvin here today, riding solo without Sean Morash, who's in California with his family at Disneyland. Hope he's having a fun time out there. But yeah, this is, and apologies for the Thursday show. We were planning, I was planning on getting something out earlier this week. I thought the schedule release was today. Apparently it's next week. Stay tuned for that. We're going to have a whole full episode with you, which was Sean. He is going to run through his trips to take, and we're going to go through and preview the season, essentially. But this is the first week of the dog days of summer when it comes to the NFL. That really isn't a large period of time in between the big news, the NFL draft, the playoffs. But this is kind of like the first week where we're sitting around with nothing to talk about other than football or other than basketball, baseball, and hockey. And I'm not complaining because the NFL, there's just so much going on. But next week, we're going to get into that with the schedule release. But today, big news. There is actually some Giants news today, and that is that the Giants have signed veteran wide receiver Allen Robinson II. Last year, he had 280 yards, 34 catches for 280 yards and no touchdowns. The last year he was over 1,000 yards was in 2020 with the Bears, but this guy, if you remember, was an absolute stud, and he's very obviously a shell of himself, and this isn't huge news for the Giants. This isn't, you know, make or break as to what they'll be able to do this upcoming season. But if you look at it objectively, it is an insurance policy on Darius Slayton. And what we really don't know is going to happen with Darius Slayton, who is currently holding out, awaiting a new contract. The Giants may trade him. We don't know. But this is the smart move to make whenever you can have depth, especially in a spot where you have so many young guys, it could be extremely beneficial to your team. And keep in mind, the Giants' top three receivers, if Slayton isn't re-signed, are going to be either second-year players, third-year players, or, you know, players all in their first 3 years of their careers. So this is, you know, whether it's going to move the needle, it remains to be seen. It's probably unlikely, but it's the smart move to make. Allen Robinson is 30 years old. Objectively, he's at the tail end of his career. You could call him washed. But again, I mean, there is never going to be a complaint for me, and I think I speak from Sean or for Sean here as well, about a move like this. A move that is going to help with whatever uncertainties, whatever question marks that you have going forward. And I think even with the Giants selecting Malik Nabers in the first round of the draft, there are question marks with the wide receiving group. And drafting a guy who, yes, didn't really do much last year on the Steelers, on the Rams the year before, we're not going to complain. We're not complaining here. It's not the biggest news of the offseason, but it is news nonetheless. And the Giants receiving room has gotten just that much bit better, like slightly, marginally better. So no complaints here with that. Again, this is just insurance for whatever happens with Darius Slade. But quick, we're going to be moving quick through the topics here. So let's move into the other Giants news. And that is, a couple of days ago, the Giants claimed former Patriots quarterback Nathan Rourke off the waivers. The guy is still yet to take an NFL snap. He comes from the CFL. The Giants previously invited him in for a workout in 2021 as a receiver. So again, not another move that if you're not paying close attention to the Giants, and I understand why you wouldn't be, considering the fact that the Knicks and the Rangers are putting together two of the best runs that we've seen in New York playoff history. So it would be hard to stay in touch with these tiny marginal moves the Giants are making. But this is now the fourth quarterback the Giants have on their roster. It remains to be seen what Brian Daboll does and what the point of this move was. I usually, he tends to keep three quarterbacks on the roster. So again, this is not something that you need to look at and analyze a million different ways, because there's really nothing to analyze. The Giants decided to sign a fourth quarterback. And we'll see what happens there. Maybe, you know, as I just said, the Giants brought him in for a workout as a receiver. Maybe they're looking for another receiver. Who knows? Who knows, ladies and gentlemen? But that's currently where we're at right now. There's no point in looking into it too much. There's no point in overanalyzing any of these details here. Again, quick rapid fire episode, just trying to get the news out and get to next week, because that's when people are going to be tuning back into the Giants, because that's the schedule release. Let's get into this next piece of news, and it's the fact that the PFF, Pro Football Focus, names Drew Phillips the best pick of the third round in the NFL draft. You don't know Drew Phillips. He was the Giants' third-round pick. They took him 70th overall, cornerback out of Kentucky. And all signs are pointing to this being a steal. And I think that this just nails that point home, that the Giants are continuing to build the right way. PFF, reputable source, reputable organization. They put out some great NFL football, college football analysis. And if they're saying that it's a good pick, and listen, we don't need them to tell us that it was a good pick. I think a lot of Giants fans who know their biggest needs and who knew of Drew Phillips and who have watched his film since he was drafted, they understand this was a good pick, that this was the right move to make. And one thing I will say is, this is intriguing now to have Drew Phillips and Deontay Banks matching up alongside each other. And let me just paint a picture for you. If these two guys, if Deontay Banks is able to take a step and become the number one cornerback the Giants so desperately need, and Drew Phillips becomes a solid man corner who you could plug in and place anywhere in, you know, in the slot, in the nickel. Do you know how good this Giants defense could be? Do you know how solid this defense could be? Could be a top defense in the NFC, in the NFL. We know what their front seven is. We know their defensive line. We know their edges. We know the Giants have the best defensive tackle in the NFL. And what was their one major question mark on defense? It was their secondary. Losing Xavier McKinney. Losing, presumably, Adoree Jackson. Trey Hawkins was playing for you at the corner. And now you draft Tyler Newbin in the second round, and then you take Drew Phillips in the third round. The Giants are building in the right areas. I understand drafting off best available and then drafting off your biggest needs. And for the Giants, they drafted off their biggest needs, but it also happened to be some of the best players available. As you could see, Drew Phillips being the number one pick ranked by PFF in the third round, it was both the Giants' number one positional need, and apparently he was the best available player. So again, another positive here from the Giants. They're getting that outside credit that outside support from PFF. But again, this defense could be so good. Could be so good. And it remains to be seen what's going to happen here. Like we know what we have with the defensive line. We know what we have with the linebackers, with Bobby Okereke anchoring down that unit. The secondary is just a major, major question. And let's see. I'm excited though. I'm intrigued to see what happens with this secondary. And I think I'm speaking for a lot of Giants fans here. They're pretty disappointed that Xavier McKinney left. But as Sean and I discussed in our post-draft analysis, when you look at what safeties were making, and when you look at what the Giants have been able to do in the draft in previous years, drafting Landon Collins, drafting Xavier McKinney, all, you know, late first round, second round picks, all guys that you're paying a rookie deal for. They're not, you know, homegrown guys who decide to hit the open market, get paid, and then look at what happens to a lot of these guys. The Giants correctly observed in the available market that the best way to improve their secondary, considering where they are, considering where they've already devoted their resources and their cap room, the best path forward was to draft those next starters in the secondary. And that's what they did. They drafted two potential starters. So again, Joe Shane deserves the pat on the back. I understand it didn't work out with the quarterback. Tommy DeVito had to come in and win three straight games. We talked about it then. I don't want to talk about it now, but that's the situation the Giants were in. They did their due diligence. They found their quarterback. They identified their quarterback in the future. They tried to trade up for him, and it didn't work out. And they pivoted, and they did what was needed to do. They drafted along their biggest needs, and it also worked out because those were some of the guys that were the best available at those spots. So enough said about that. We talked a lot about the draft. We'll continue to talk about these rookies, how they're progressing in training camp, whatnot, as this offseason goes on. The last big piece of news, the Giants bring back Chris Snee as a scout, the two-time Super Bowl winning guard, Chris Snee, and Pro Bowler, is back with the Giants as a scout. This is another good move, another under the radar, solid move. You get a guy who, again, a Giants guy, a New York homegrown guy who won two Super Bowls with the Giants, and who knows what his abilities are as a scout, but you know that he is favorable to this area, that he, you know, he, again, if you're a part of two Super Bowl winning teams, you see what's happening with the Knicks, that the Knicks are good now. All of these guys want to go to every single game. They've got a million alums just sitting under the hoop. And I think other teams are looking at that and like, all right, well, we want, this could be complete BS. I'm completely speculating. I'm just throwing it out there. But I think it's a smart move to bring guys in who have had success with the organization, guys that are probably already trusted by ownership. I mean, obviously trusted by ownership, but you bring in guys that have had success already in this spot, who may or may not have an eye for talent, remains to be seen. What's the downside? There really isn't any downside to any of the stuff that we've discussed today. A lot of positive news going around for the Giants. Again, as I said, the dog days of summer are here. And we are just spitballing. We are just discussing the marginal news that is going around right now in Giants world. I kind of like the quiet. I don't like the crazy stuff. I will say this, that there could be a big report coming the Giants' way, and I can't expand on that, but you'll have to stay tuned to the wires and all of your Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, because one Giant may be out for next year and not returning. I can't expand on that anymore, but it remains to be seen. We'll discuss it when it happens. Again, next week, Sean will be returning. I think the schedule is releasing next week. I'm almost positive, but we will get that full schedule show for you. Sean will discuss the best trips you can take and whatnot and all that great stuff that he provides you. But until next week, I'm Bryce Selman. Thank you all for taking one giant step with us.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.